Tom Sawyer, Detective, by Mark Twain. Narrated by Robin Nixon. Note, as strange as the incidents of this story are, they're not inventions, but facts, even to the public confession of the accused. I take them from an old-time Swedish criminal trial, change the actors, and transfer the scenes to America. I have added some details, but only a couple of them are important ones. M.T. Well, it was the next spring after me and Tom Sawyer set our old nigger Jim free, the time he was chained up for a runaway slave down there on Tom's Uncle Silas's farm in Arkansas. The frost was working out of the ground and out of the air too, and it was getting closer and closer onto barefoot time every day. And next it would be marble time, and next mumblety peg, and next tops and hoops, and next kites, and then right away it would be summer and going in a swimming. It just makes a boy homesick to look ahead like that and see how far off summer is. Yes, and it sets him to sighing and saddening around. And there's something the matter with him. You don't know what. But anyway, he gets out by himself and mopes and thinks, and mostly he hunts for a lonesome place high up on the hill in the edge of the woods, and sets there and looks off on the big Mississippi down there, reaching miles and miles around the points where the timber looks smoky and dim. It's so far off and still, and everything's so solemn, it seems like everybody you've loved is dead and gone.